The Oilers with their front foot in front, I guess. That was bad on me. But yes, they are ahead of the Anaheim Ducks. Should probably get my words in order here on the Sportsnet Hot Stove. It's Dan Riccio, Garrett Joyce, and David Singh on the Sportsnet Radio Network as we take our look around the Stanley Cup playoffs into the second round. And yeah, the Oilers last night with a 39-save performance from Cam Talbot as well. They have the 2-0 series lead. And you know what? They've won the first two games. Connor McDavid has not scored a goal. So that's, I mean, as much as things that were unexpected, I think you could look at that stat alone and say, man, I did not see that coming from the Oilers.
You know what? I thought he had a good game last night. You know, you could see early on the one penalty he drew. I mean, he was in absolute flight. And like when he is, there's not a lot that you can do about it except take a penalty. And I think, like, really, I think they could have blown the whistle on either defenseman when he split them. But I do think the Oilers are super entertaining to watch. I think down the line we'll look at this as sort of Leon Draisaitl's breakthrough. He's been great. Like, I mean, I can't think of anyone I like to watch more throw the puck around than him. They outscored, but definitely didn't outplay Anaheim. And Anaheim could crawl back in this series, but you have to pull for star power and for the good of the game and for entertainment value. It'd be great if Edmonton can get through this.
They do seem mature, and like they're not going to easily give in. They hung in there last night, and what stuck out to me from game one was they could have really panicked after the Ducks scored two goals to tie the game, but they didn't. They could have easily wilted, but they kind of showed a sense of maturity. And another thing too is they seem to have a different hero every night as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's kind of what's most impressed me taking a look at the Oilers more often here in the playoffs. And they're kind of a chameleon at times. You know, they can play different styles. They have the speed, but they also have the size and the physicality that they can match up with a team that's kind of the modern day Broad Street Bullies in the Anaheim Ducks. And it's a totally different style against San Jose, and they could play that game too. And I think that if you're an Oilers fan, that's probably what you're most excited about right now, is that this team could throw a lot of different looks at their opponents.
I love seeing Adam Larsson get a pair of goals the other night. It's like, yeah, Adam Larsson, that was the playoff pickup for Taylor Hall. four goals during the regular season. But they are a super entertaining team to watch. What I would say is, going back to last season, before McDavid got hurt, they were a super entertaining team to watch as well. This team right now, the way it's constituted, maybe not so entertaining, but a little more reliable.
Yeah.
I would just love to see them advance.
Garrett, do you think McDavid's going through a learning phase right now? Is that fair to say?
No, I think the rest of the league is going through he's going through a teaching phase, and everyone else is learning. You could get wrapped up in his stat line or anything else. If you're going to take one guy, I think you take him or Erik Karlsson, who I guess we'll get around to at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. With McDavid, I know the Oilers were kind of pinned as this team is all about Connor McDavid and Cam Talbot. And that may be the case to a certain extent, but they do. It does leave them short on some of the other pieces that they have put in here. And I think the one thing that came out of game one with Adam Larsson scoring those two goals is maybe Oilers fans felt a little bit more justification. And I don't know if you need to necessarily, you know, like that trade is to me, it's always going to go in New Jersey's favor to a certain extent because Taylor Hall is the more impactful player. But did it make sense in a lot of ways for the Oilers to make that deal? I think quite obviously, given the fact that they're up 2-0 here in the second round, there is more justification just in the fact that they're an overall better team. But Hall for Larson, I mean, I'd always take Hall if there's, you know, no other circumstances that come into play.
Well, I guess another question you could ask, though, is that if you're going to give someone up out of three, and the three are Draisaitl, Hall, and Nugent Hopkins, which one are you giving up? I think they gave up the right one.
Right.
You know, so, I know that it you could make a statistical case that Hall is a more impactful player. I'll give you that, but you know that's sort of position driven, and to the extent, I mean, it's not, the contracts are probably close to a wash.
Yeah,
but with Larson, it's relative scarcity at that position for a player in his age group and your ability to protect him and hold on to him. He was a needed piece. It was a head scratcher at the time, but really, you get down to it. Like I say, you're picking from three guys and you're trading one.
Yeah.
You have a Taylor Hall type already, you know, mm-hmm. and you need a different mix. So it's really worked out well, and that's to Shirelli's credit.
Yeah, and with Larson, he has played really, really well in these playoffs. Aside from just the two-goal game, I think he's got a 52% possession rating so far in these playoffs. He's been massive for the Oilers. And you know what? If they win a Stanley Cup, nobody's going to complain about that Taylor Hall for Adam Larson trade in Edmonton. I'll tell you that much.